Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. Brian Riley's been arrested on multiple child sex charges after allegedly kidnapping a teenager in the Mount Olive community. The sheriff's office said the girl was reported missing early on Monday. Riley, age 64, was tracked to an apartment in Fayetteville where the girl was rescued and he was taken into custody. He is currently being held under no bond. Lisa Danielle Landreth faces child abuse charges after her two children tested positive for methamphetamine. Landreth, age 33, is being held under no bond. The children allegedly ingested the drugs after Landreth allowed them to access a quantity of meth in her home near Whiteville. We have reached out to the sheriff's office for more information. Frederick Kennedy was arrested on Saturday on Lubin Lane near Whiteville after he allegedly shot and seriously injured Montorius Verveen. Kennedy, age 49, was charged with assault with a deadly weapon and attempted murder. The sheriff's office did not release a motive for the shooting. Whiteville City Police arrested a man after he allegedly waved his pistol around in an insurance office on Friday. Raymond Lloyd Whitmarsh, age 54, of Peacock Road, did not directly threaten anyone at the business, according to Whiteville City Police. He was also served with an outstanding warrant for narcotics. He is currently being held under a $12,500 secured bond. State Health and Human Services Secretary Dev Sanghvi released the state's new suicide prevention plan on Monday. The five-year plan calls for more community awareness, more gun laws, and more training for first responders on the local level. Suicide is among the top five causes of death for people ages 10 to 65 in the state. That's according to the Department of Health and Human Services. The North Carolina Forest Service is gearing up for fall wildfire season. Windy, unusually dry conditions in the fall of the year lead to major wildfires across North Carolina. Despite the badly needed rain of recent days, eastern North Carolina is still experiencing prime wildfire conditions due to long-term lower rainfall amounts and storm debris in area forests. As folks clean up their yards before the holiday season, pine straw, leaves, and dead branches can quickly become food for out-of-control fires. Always remember to keep firefighting tools and a telephone handy when burning yard debris and never leave your fire unattended. Voters wishing to cast a ballot in the November municipal elections must register by October 10th. Most towns in the county will have races this year, and municipal elections are November 4th. Only residents of towns and cities may vote in this election. There will be a Chicken Bog fundraiser on Friday at the Veterans Building in downtown Whiteville. Proceeds benefit Elena Adams, a 15-month-old being treated for brain cancer. Plates are $8. To get your plate or for more information, call 910-641-1385. The Artesia Alumni Association will host a yard sale and hot dog lunch on Friday starting at 11 a.m. Lunch plates are $7 and include two hot dogs, chips, and a drink. The sale will be at 847 Hallsboro Road South. All proceeds go to their scholarship fund. Fair Bluff will be having their Fall First Saturday Market this week starting at 8 a.m. until. There'll be live music, a kids' pumpkin carving contest, fishing contest, vendors, and a livestock swap. The Columbus County Farmers Market Fall Harvest Festival is this Saturday from 5 until 8 p.m. This event was postponed due to weather last week. There'll be a live band, games, food trucks, and more. Admission is $5, and children under 9 get in free. The market's located at 132 Government Complex Drive in Whiteville. New Life Community Church of Whiteville will hold a pork chop plate sale October 7th. Plates are $12, and you can see any member of the church to get your ticket. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting. It's time once again for the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th on Prison Camp Road in Whiteville. There'll be fun for the whole family with animal shows, Cirque Cyber, Flimsy the Clown, live bands, the Diaper Derby and the Tug of War, the Demolition Derby on Friday and Saturday night, and of course, the Carnival Midway with rides and games by Dreamland Amusements. Get unlimited ride wristbands for just $25. And on Sunday, there's the Unlimited Carload Special. For more information, visit ColumbusCountyFair.com. That's the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th. Don't miss it.